day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. A sense of market stability trickled into the lightly traded livestock markets here on Tuesday, this helping to rebuild market confidence despite the light trade seen throughout the day. Firm nearby live cattle trade continued to shift buyer interest, though, and helped to rekindle gains throughout the entire complex. Hog futures remained lightly traded today, although strong buying in deferred contracts led the complex higher once again. Corn futures about 4.5 cents lower, the Dow Jones 38 points higher, NASDAQ up 30 points. Over in live cattle, strong gains slowly trickling into nearby live cattle trade, with morning support helping to secure gains of 90 cents to a dollar per hundredweight across the complex. There's expected to be some additional underlying support moving into the market as traders focus on underlying support from seasonal buying activity. Cash cattle interest today remained sluggish with bids unavailable. Box beef cutouts, though, were higher, up 33 cents in select and up $1.12 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 75 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, firm underlying buyer support moving through the feeder cattle complex despite the minimal market direction early in the session. April futures stuck 7 cents lower in limited trade today, while the rest of the complex was 50 to 80 cents per hundredweight higher as traders remained focused on increased overall support that developed in the live cattle trade. Meanwhile, it was a bearish day in grain markets, with corn trade 3 to 4 cents lower, with broad weakness, little fresh news, and continued fund selling. Soybean trade was 10 to 12 cents lower, with trade fading again from the $9 area, with selling building over the course of the day. Meal was 4 to $5 lower, and oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 7 to 13 cents lower, with spring wheat leading and fund selling weighing on winter wheat again, with steady conditions on the weekly report and no fresh friendly news. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.